Okay, today we're learning Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the top of the page where we are at Umandi Amar Mutu Lekanos. So the Gemara asks the following question: Umandi Amar Mutu Lekanos, Mahu Lashon Kinui? If you hold that you're allowed to do Kinui on your wife, so then what exactly does the language of Kinui connote? What does that language mean? Meaning it can't mean what we said yesterday. The last thing that we left off was that it creates a sense of kinna either between husband and wife or between the wife and her former friends. So what is exactly this Lashon of kinna? So it says Gemara, Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Ein Kinoi, Elo Lashon Hasra'a. It is a Lashon of a warning, that he's warning her not to lead herself into a situation where she's going to be suspect to be alone with this man, and everyone's going to have to be choshesh, that maybe she had znus with him. V'cheinu Omer, we have a pasuk in Navi that indicates this way. V'yikane Hashem liartzo. And the pshat in the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warning that we shouldn't destroy and the land anymore. So kinoi is a lashon of hasra'a, a warning. So says Gemara Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer Adam over Avera Beseser. A person does an Avera privately and he thinks nobody knows about it. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu machriz alav begalui. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that the misdeed is going to be publicized. Everyone's going to find out about it. Here you have this woman who goes secretly sneaking away with this guy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the husband to grow suspicious, so that he says something to her. He raises the issue to her, and he does a kinoi. Shnemar va'aver lav ruach kina ve'in avera el lashon achraza. And over here, avera is a lashon of ha'avaras kol, of announcing it, of letting it be publicized. Shnemar va'itzav Moshe va'yaviru kol b'machne. What's va'yaviru? That a kol went out, that it's something that became publicized. To be merames that Kodesh Baruch was machnes the husband into this sense of kina, in order that the word would be able to get out that this woman sinned privately. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Adam Over Avera Elam Kein Nechmas Baruach Shtos. A person only does an Avera if they are seized by insanity. Shnemar Ish Ish Kisiste Ishto Tishtek Ziv. It's written as if it were Tishte, like Shtos, not Tiste with a sin. Tana Debei Rabbi Shlom Neimahe Mina Torah Eid Echad Besota. Why is it that if one Eid testifies that she was Nitmes, that she had slept with this guy, the Torah believes it, because Shiraglayim Ladavar, because it already like all the arrows are pointing in that direction, that it's most likely true, because after all, Shari Kinola, the husband was Mekaneher, and after that, Vinistra, then she went and had Yichud, the Eidach Me'ida, she Temeah, and one Eid testified that she's Temeah, so it's most Mestaver that it's not a lie, that this is actually true. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shmuel, if the reason that Eid is believed is because there was a kinoi beforehand. When the Torah says about kinoi, it describes it after it describes the stira and the edus of tumah. Because the way the Torah actually says it is vinistra, vihinet ma'a, v'eidein ba. And then the next pasuk, it's only the next pasuk, va'avra lavruach kina v'kinei asishto. So it sounds that the aid is testifying about the tumah before there ever was a kinoi. So apparently, even without a kinoi, one aid is going to be believed about tumah, because an aid echad is believed about tumah. We derive that from the pasuk v'eidein ba, which is before the kinoi. So Amalei Abayi says, no, that you're right, the pasuk is written after the Torah describes the stira, but va'avar ukvar avar. Va'avar means va'avar lavruach kina is it already happened. Meaning what we said in the pasuk about the stira and the tuma is provided that va'avar lavruach kina, that there already was previously a ruach kina. Elameata va'avar lechem kol cholu tzachinami. If you're going to say that that's what va'avar means, that it already happened beforehand. So when the Torah describes the tenai that Moshe Rabbeinu made with the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that if they want to accept that side of the Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, as their nachla, then they have to cross over the Yarden together with the rest of the Jewish people, participate in the war effort. So he says, "Va'avar lechem kol chalutz es haYarden v'fnei Hashem adurishu asayv of mipanav." That you have to go and fight for the land. So Achinami, does that mean that they already passed over the Yarden? No, this tonight was said before they ever passed over the Yarden. So it has to be that it's describing a future event, not a past event. So says the Gemara Hasam in the pasuk about the tonight b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, "Va'avar" means future. Because he says achar tashuvu, meaning after they cross over the Yarden. So it's clear in the pasuk, it's obvious in the pasuk that it's describing a future event. Well, wait a second, it wouldn't make any sense in our context that he has a ruach kina. If it's only in the future, after there's already a tumah and a stira, so what do you need to be mekane? The hasra is what? That she shouldn't have yichud? She already had yichud. So it has to be that vavar lavaruch kina is about the past. The main point of here, sometimes the word va'avar means something that will happen in the future, like in the case of b'nei gad b'nei ruvein, and sometimes the word va'avar is describing something that happened in the past, like by the kinoi ustira. Tarnit be'Rabbi Shmuel, in adam a person will only have kinui if a certain ruach enters in, meaning like a little bit of a divine inspiration to do so. That's what we were describing before, that the punishment the woman has for thinking she can get away with one by being secretive and private in her avera is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the husband this desire, this innate desire to want to be mekaneh her. So that only happens when he has this ruach. Shneamar varvalav ruach. It specifically says a ruach. My ruach. What ruach are we talking about? Rabban Ami ruach tuma. That it's not a good ruach. It's the satan that's causing him to aggravate his wife and make her life so difficult. That's what causes him to do kinu baravashi amar ruach tahara. No, it's coming from a good place in his neshama that he wants to make sure that his marriage is on the up and up and that there shouldn't be pritzus in his house. So the Gemara brings a raya to Ravashi that it's ruach tahara. Stavra command yam ruach tahara. The Tanya v'kineis ishto v'shus. Pasuk says v'kineis ishto. So this is one of the major machlokos in Tanayim about what counts as a mitzvah and what not. V'kineis ishto v'shus. When it says v'kineis ishto, it's a v'shus. It's not an obligation. If he sees that she's not behaving properly and he wants to be a mechanic, div Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel holds. But Rabbi Kiva omer chova. Rabbi Kiva says that if he sees that his wife is behaving improperly, he has a chiyuv to do kinoi. Well, I am Bishlam Ruach Tara Shapir. If you tell me that this is coming from a good place, I understand very well that a person is allowed to do it, and it could be he's even obligated to do it according to Rabbi Kiva. Eli'i amrit ruach tumah. But if you say this is coming from the Satan, this is coming from a very bad part of him, rishus v'chova li'ilui le'inish ruach tumah b'nafshei, is there going to be a rishus, or perhaps even a chova, to have a sense of a ruach tumah? Very hard to imagine that there would be such a thing. So the main point number two, there is a machlokas whether kinoi is a rishus or chova, and a further machlokas whether kinoi is it comes from a ruach tahara or ruach tuma. But the idea that it could be a rishus or even a chova seems to indicate that it comes from a ruach tahara. So gufa, v'kinei es ishto rishus, div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva amar chova. Rabbi Shmuel says v'kinei es ishto is a rishus, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus, and Rabbi Kiva says it's a chova. So there are other machlokos about whether something is a rishus or a chova between the same two protagonists. Lo yitama rishus. The Torah says a kohen is not allowed to become tamei to anybody except for his close relatives. So there's a machlokas when it says that if he has an unmarried sister, he becomes tummy to her. So lo yitama rishus to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva murchova. It's also machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether that is a heter that we allow him to become tummy to his unmarried sister if she dies, or that he's obligated to become tummy to his unmarried sister if she dies. And furthermore, liolam bem tavodu rishus. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chova. The idea that when you have an Eved Kanani, you're not allowed to free him, you have to keep him until Yovel, that's also Machlok Shabbat Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, whether that's a Rishos or a Chova. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Va'amri La, Mar Mishashi El Rava, Leim Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, B'kol HaTorah Kula, Hachi Pligi. Maybe they argue about everything it says in the Torah. Demarom Rishos, Marom Mar Chova. And that, meaning, if in these three cases, you say that it's Machlokas, whether it's a Rishos or a Chova, it could be that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the whole everything in the Torah is a reshus, meaning we have 613 suggestions, not 613 obligations. So I'm like, hacha b'krayik pligi. He says, no. Clearly, Rabbi Shmuel holds of the concept of a mitzvah. He just holds that in these three cases, there are indications in the pasuk that it's only a reshus. The Bali Atosos already point out that if you're going to argue what's a reshus and what's a chove in these three cases, you're going to have to make up for how you account for taryag mitzvos, meaning someone's going to be off in their count and is going to have to make up for it somewhere else. Remember, Rav Yonatan Sacks has a beautiful share about where it is that he makes up for it. I think it was something about a similar machlokas tanaim about the dalet parshios of tefillin, I think it was, whether they are four mitzvos or one mitzvah, so that would make up for the discrepancy of the three. So however it works out, but it's got to shake out to be 613 mitzvos. But anyway, what are the drashos that he derives that these specific cases are only rishos? V'kine esish to rishos tev Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva Amar Chova, my time in Rabbi Shmuel. Where does Rabbi Shmuel get the idea that kino is only rishos? Sover lo ki haitana, he holds like the following tana. Titania Rablaz Ben Yaakov Amar Klap, Yisham Re Torah lo sisna sachicha bil vavecha. Since the Torah says lo sisna sachicha bil vavecha, yachuk gonzu, you might think that when your wife is acting like a sota, you have to be very careful not to cause any hatred and just let it be and don't do kinoi. Tamlomer va'avr lavro kino v'kinei esishto. That's why we need a heter to do kinoi, not a chova. Rabbi Akiva kinoi achrinikzit. Rabbi Akiva would say, yeah, but it says kinoi twice. One to tell me that it's mutter, and a second time tell me it's not only mutter, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, haydi d'vay v'michta v'hu nitma v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma. Since the Torah wants to write v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma, to tell me that even though we're not sure whether she was nitmes or not, she's still going to be asur misafek, so that's why k'siv nami v'kinei esishto. It has to write a second time v'kinei esishto, even though the Torah could have said v'avra lavra kina v'kinei esishto v'hi nitma o'lo nitma. It didn't have to say the word twice v'kinei esishto. Nevertheless, the Torah said it to support the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, holds that it's normal for the Torah to repeat that which was said before in order to be mechadish something new in the repetition. The Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel called Parsha Shenemer v'nishneis lo nishneis el v'shul davar shenis chadesh ba. That any time you have a Parsha that's repeated, the only reason it's repeated is because of the one added element that we have in that Parsha that we didn't have previously. Lo yitama rishos tiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva Merchova. The second machlokas was whether becoming tame, the kohen becoming tame to his sister, is a rishos or a chava. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Where does Rabbi Shmuel get the idea that it's a rishos? I did the chiv and mara the kohen ben Aaron v'amart aleim lenefesh lo yitama b'yamav. Since it says that a kohen is not allowed to be mitame mesim, it's shechel michtav lo yitama. The default position is that it's awesome, so I need lo yitama just to tell me that you're allowed to. Rabbi Akiva miki im l'she'eron afka. Rabbi Akiva would say, I already know he's allowed to become tame to a relative because it says ki im l'she'ero lo yitama lamali. What does lo yitama add? L'chava, to tell me that the kohen has a chiyuv to be mitame to his krovim. For Rabbi Shmuel, lo mitame ben mitame levreha. And Rabbi Shmuel would say that we darshin that he can become tame to her when her body is intact, but not to her limbs that may come off when she's alive that are also metame. Rabbi Akiva would say, how's Rabbi Akiva going to learn lo yitama, that it's a chova? Doesn't he need it to teach this din of her evarim? Im kein lichtav rachmana la v'lishtok. Then the pasuk could have just said la and stopped right there. Yitama lamali shemamina. So yitama is coming to add that it's a chiyuv to be metame to his krovim. For Rabbi Shmuel, I did the kasav la, kasav nami, yitama. What's Rabbi Shmuel going to do with the extra yitama? He'll say, well, once we have to write la, we have to write yitama for the same reason we said before. Then anytime something is repeated, it's always repeated for the sake of that which is a chiddush to it. And then we have the third machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. We'll try to go through the third one as well, since it's just a continuation over here. So says Gemara, liolam bem tavod rishus of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva amar chova. Machlokas whether keeping your eved is a rishus or a chova. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel think it is only a rishus? I ditzchiv loschaya kol neshama. Since the pasuk says that when we encounter the seven nations that inhabit Eretz Yisrael, when we conquer the land, it said you can't leave anyone alive. You have to kill them all. It's you can't even keep them as slaves. It's ruchnami lemichtav liolam bem tavodu. So it has to say liolam bem tavodu to tell us that lemishri echad mikalumos shabala knanus volim ben a bench at Rashi, look at also that if one of the nations is of some other nation is Ba'al Kananis and they have a child, that you're allowed to buy that child as an Eved, because by a Goy, the son is Mesiaches after his father. So as long as the father is not from one of the seven Umos, so you don't have the Yisra of Los Achaya Kol Neshama. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that this pasuk is telling me Rishus and not Chova, because there's a need for the Torah to be matir. I would have thought that it's us. Titani minayin lechem in the most shabala kananis volden ben a ben chato rashai lekanoso beevet. How do I know that if one of the umos is boal kananis and they have a child that you're allowed to buy that child as nevet? Tamalomer because pasuk says v'gam im neatosh of magorim imach mehem tiknu. So we dash mehem tiknu that you're allowed to buy an nevet that's born from a father who remains from the umos, even though his mother is a kananis. Yachal Av Kananis Sheba Al Achas Minu Umos Ol Men Ben Shatarash El Dnoso Bevet. You might have thought that it works even in the other direction as well, that if the mother is a Kananis, you can have that child as Nevet. Tamalomer Asher Holidu Ba'artzachem Minan Olodim Ba'artzachem. The father has to not be a Kanani, and he came to Eretz Yisrael just to marry this woman, and they had children in the land. From them, you're allowed to buy. But Velominat Gorim Ba'artzachem. Not from people who came lagur ba'aretz, who were born in chutz la'aretz to a Kanani father who married a woman from somewhere else. That's not okay. Rabbi Akiva, how's Rabbi Akiva going to learn from the Olam Tavodu that there's a chiyuv to be mishabed and eved Kanani? Doesn't he need it to teach this din that we follow the father when it comes to the yichus of neved? Mi mehem tiknu nafka. Learn from mehem tiknu. The Olam Tavodu lamli l'chova, and the Olam Tavodu is still going to be free to tell me Chova. Vir Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael who uses the Olam Mem Tavodu just to tell me Rishos, and the fact that the son is Mesiachis after the father, we already learned from Mehem Tiknu. So it says, Mar Bohem Veloba Achechem. Bohem tells me that you're allowed to be Mishtabed, but Veloba Achechem. You're not allowed to treat your own brethren with Avodas Eved, with very harsh labor. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva would darshan Ba'achechem. That halacha I can learn from the end of the pasuk. Ba'achechem in Israel ishbachiv lo sir de babefarach. That it says explicitly that when you have a slave who's a Jew, so lo sir de babefarach, you're not supposed to be extra hard on him. V'Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, how's he going to explain the reason the Torah says lo mem tavodu? I did the chesiv ba'achechem chesiv nami ba'hem lechadon. But Rabbi Shmuel done the Rabbi Shmuel kol parshin of nishnis lo nishnis al b'shul davshin es chadish ba. Again, it lands in the same place. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's always an extra word in the pasuk, but that's fine. Because as long as one of the words is needed to teach me something new, we can have an extra word or a repetitive word in the pasuk. So the last main point is three situations where you have machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, whether something is a chov or a shos, kinui, tuma of a kohen to a sister, and keeping a slave, the olam behem tavodu. And in each instance, we demonstrate how Rabbi Shmuel derives that it's only a rishos, even though most other things in the Torah are a mitzvah, and how Rabbi Shmuel in each instant relies on the idea that kol davar shenamar v'nishnes, kol parsha shenamar v'nishnes, lo nishnes al b'shul davar shenischadesh ba. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up all the way halfway down the page on Dav Gimel Beis next time.